This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He's now at the American Enterprise Institute. We want to get his thoughts as the Obama administration hosts a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Washington today as well as last night. And Mr. Ambassador, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Not a lot of time between these two face-to-face. They both had separate meetings with the president. What is the most you could hope for out of a schedule like that?
Well, you know, when the State Department tries to spin success out of a negotiation that's not going well, they always point happily to the parties agreeing to meet again. And in fact, that's what came out of this meeting. There will be a meeting somewhere in the Middle East. I don't think they've picked the place yet, in mid-September. So what that means is that here in Washington, the heads of state, from the Palestinian Authority in Israel met. They, I think, laid out their formal positions and agreed to meet again. I think for everybody involved, they wanted the photo opportunity to look good. I think there was no substantive progress, and I don't think there will be substantive progress because I think this effort is doomed to failure.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in his comments this morning, said that both sides needed to make deep, painful concessions and that Israel was ready to do that. He talked a little bit more specifically about it, but what do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think Israel knows what the sentiment is among its population. They would like peace, but they want peace with security, and they sure don't want a peace that leaves a terrorist group like Hamas in control of the Gaza Strip or at risk of taking over parts of the West Bank. And that really identifies one of the main problems with this whole negotiation effort is that there's nobody on the Palestinian side who can speak authoritatively, definitively for the Palestinian people. There's nobody on the Palestinian side that can make the kinds of concessions that a conservative government like Netanyahu's can make on behalf of Israel, nor is there anybody on the Palestinian side who can follow through on the commitments that would have to be made, you know, whatever the final shape of a peace deal. So I think that's an inherent structural problem in this whole effort going forward.
So how do you work around that, if at all? Because obviously the people in the most recent election sided with Hamas. We obviously respect Mahmoud Abbas a whole lot more than the leaders of Hamas. I'm sure Israel wouldn't even meet with Hamas and vice versa.
Exactly.
So how do you work around that as long as Hamas is in control of Gaza?
Well, I don't think you do fundamentally, and I think Hamas has shown what they think of this whole peace process with their attacks over the last 2 days, killing and severely wounded innocent civilians. I mean, that is the very definition of terrorism at work. I think that that the administration really has focused on the wrong end of the telescope here. They've spent 19 months to produce the resumption of direct negotiation between the government of Israel and the Palestinians. They've pretty much exhausted themselves on that point. So it's very hard to see how progress is going to be made on the enormously difficult substantive issues that divide Israel and the Palestinians. And that's yet another reason why I think these talks are almost certainly doomed to failure.
A couple other issues, of course, that are going to impact this. Number one, the resumption of settlements in the West Bank. We know the Obama administration has been very vocal about its opposition to additional construction in East Jerusalem. That moratorium is about to be lifted. How will that impact this process, if at all?
Well, Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian leader, has said that if the moratorium ends at the end of September, early October, he will walk out of the talks. Prime Minister Netanyahu essentially sold this 10-month-long moratorium on the basis that he would give the Palestinians a chance to come into direct negotiations again, and then, as he thought it was Israel's right to do, they would go back to construction. So this may be a classic rock and a hard place dilemma that could well be the point on which the talks come apart.
And then, of course, there's the issue of Iranian nuclear weapons, and Israel certainly not taking the military option off the table. We don't know what their process is at the moment, but given how much progress we've seen the Iranians get in their nuclear program, how soon will that very much impact what progress, if any, is made between Israel and the Palestinians?
Well, you know, the Obama administration holds basically to the European view that if you could make progress between Israel and the Palestinians, everything else in the Middle East would be easier to resolve. I happen to think that's wrong, and in fact, I think the most pressing problem in the Middle East is not the Arab-Israeli dispute, it's Iran's continued support for terrorist groups like Hamas, like Hezbollah in Lebanon, and its continued pursuit of nuclear weapons. And I think by taking their eye off the Iranian problem, the administration has made a real mistake, and Iran's poised to take advantage of it. There's a lot of speculation about what Hezbollah might be up to in Lebanon, and I think people recognize, experts on the region recognize, that over the next several months we're going to be in a very, very tense environment there.
We're speaking with former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. And, sir, when you look at the Obama administration's approach to this, do you get the sense he's more like President Clinton, who was feverishly working to get a deal done, perhaps as much for his own legacy as for progress in the Middle East? Or is he perhaps, given some of the positions he's already taken on Israel, bound to say within a few weeks here, if major progress isn't made and talks break off, perhaps that, well, we tried and clearly this isn't going to work, and maybe take perhaps a more negative view of Israel?
Well, I think the real underlying reason for this 19 months of effort is the outreach to the Muslim world and the Arab countries, and the mistaken view that if only he could move Israel away from some of its long-held positions, that would buy the United States support in the Muslim world, which we could use for other purposes. I don't think that logic is correct. I think, for example, the Arab world doesn't want Iran to have nuclear weapons any more than Israel does. So I think the more likely result, if the talks go poorly, and I think they will, I think the most likely result is increased Obama administration pressure on Israel to make concessions.
Just about 60 seconds left with John Bolton, and we've talked a lot about why this was more of a photo opportunity than real progress and how there could be several problems down the road. What should be the approach of the Obama administration towards this crisis?
Well, I think that the moment is just not ripe now for progress between Israel and the Palestinians. Diplomacy can only bridge gaps that are bridgeable, and I think for the reasons we've discussed, we're just not there. In fact, I'm not even sure the two-state solution works anymore, and there ought to be another approach taken. But I don't see the administration facing up to that, and I don't see the administration turning its attention to where their resources really ought to be focused, and that's on the continuing problem of Iran's nuclear weapons program and its support for groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. That's the real threat to peace and security in the Middle East and around the world.
That'll have to be the last word this time around. Mr. Ambassador, always great to have you with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, now with the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.